still behind the net. Frank Vetrano there watching as this game will come to an end as the horn sounds right now and that final score. Oilers 7, Ducks 2. So we will keep it here. Myself and Emerson will discuss what we just witnessed and then take a break. And then Emerson will join Alexis Downey with some post-game thoughts. And this will be a tough one to talk about, no doubt about that. This is kind of a one-sided game, 7-2 final. And I've asked you this before about the consequences of a game like this. You take it with you to practice before the next game. How much do you spend on this type of game looking back, or do you look ahead and just trying to correct some of the things you didn't do well tonight?
Well, look, it's simple for me. I think you work on offense. I mean, you work on offense. You work on how are we as a group going to spend more time handling the puck, orchestrating the plays, just manifesting better outcomes with each puck possession. And I think you got to turn your focus to that because, look, at the end of the day, when you're making positive plays, as we saw out of the game, it was unfortunate that Edmonton, was up early on with just the way this Ducks team came out of the gate because they outshot the Edmonton Oilers in the first there, and the score didn't reflect where that game was at that point in time, but that's what these good teams do. It's just that sustained pressure. It's shift in and shift out, taking advantage of just high percentage plays, and I think that's what the Ducks need to work on. The Ducks need to work on playmaking, utilizing more set plays. I thought their jump was there, but it's what you do when you get the puck, right? And look, how many shots did we see go in the chest of goaltender Calvin Pickard? A lot of them. And I just think working on the shots, the overall quality of high danger scoring areas, how to get to those areas more often, because even coming out of the gate, 14 shots on goal, that's a lot of shots there. And look, to not have that success there on the score sheet, it shows you got to continue to work on just improving those outcomes in those high danger areas.
All right. Hey, just want to remind you, and then we'll ask Emerson one more question before he joins Alexis. You can text 714-940-2950 and express your opinion on the game. Whatever it is, it's on your mind. You can look back at some of the early games on this homestand, but this game in particular, again, that's texting of 714-940-2950 and express your opinion on this game. Again, the final 7-2, favoring the Oilers over the Anaheim Ducks. And you know what? We mentioned Toronto, but Emerson, the remaining two games after that, Winnipeg and Detroit. Both Winnipeg and Detroit, I think, are better hockey clubs than they were a year ago. They're coming, so there's not going to be an easy game, but I think it's games that you can learn from if you're a team like Anaheim.
So, excuse me, Steve. Sorry, I shed a tear there. I'm good. I've gathered myself. This is just a tough one, Steve.
Oh, it is.
7-2.
I know.
Coming out of this one, down by 5 goals, and you mentioned it. It's not the last time we'll be up in Edmonton. We revisit them up there, and certainly with the Toronto Maple Leafs here Wednesday night. It goes to show that this National Hockey League is all that more, and just each and every night. Whether, once again, we look back to some of those games where quote-unquote gimmies or easier games were anything but that. You think of the Montreal games where head coach Greg Conan, I mean, we continue to talk about those games, and he said we dominated statistically again, from an advanced analytical standpoint. The Anaheim Ducks had better possession numbers and overall analytical numbers in those games against Montreal, St. Louis, to just name a few in those stretch, and even Washington Capitals, they really dominated those games, didn't come out with the scores. This one, the Edmonton Oilers, unfortunately, analytically, on the score sheet, superstars to superstars, they were just the better team overall. So it's going to be interesting to hear from not only the coaching staff, but the players after this one.
By the way, just because this happened here, I wanted to look at other scores, and I'm just going to go after one score, a final tonight in the National Hockey League, and it involves the Chicago Blackhawks, I believe. And it's nothing to cough about, but I saw a score that was something like 8-2. So it was another team not playing very well and losing by a big score. So it does happen on a night once in a while.
Well, Chicago Blackhawks and your fans, we're with you here tonight.
Yeah, we are. And, hey, there's some good nights and some bad nights. We just witnessed some. Maybe you learned from this. We hope that the hockey club will and get ready for a very good Toronto team. Any final thoughts from you?
Well, I'm going to have to maybe go for a jog. Maybe I go for a jog after this post-game show. Get a run in here, sweat it out, and just be back stronger tomorrow. This is going to be a tough one for me to overcome.
Yeah, that score, by the way, was Dallas 8, Chicago 1. So it happens, folks, in the NHL. Well, looking forward to our next broadcast coming up in just a couple of days on Wednesday. We'll be on the air at 5:30 West Coast time, pregame 6 o'clock for the play-by-play Ducks in Toronto. Stay tuned. Emerson Edom and Alexis Downey live from Honda Center. Talk about tonight's game, 7-2, Edmonton over Anaheim. I want to thank Rick Cutler, Vic Pence for their work, and our great friends and people that we work with at Skyview in the state of Arizona. Good job tonight. 7-2, the final. Be back with our post-game wrap in a moment as you're listening to DuckStream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
Check out the all-new Mighty Oath games this season. Enjoy tickets starting at just $19, limited edition merchandise, team store savings of up to 30% and more. Get your tickets now at anaheimducks.com/take the oath.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
It's Kimberly Glacius on his all-new Don't Worry, Be Fluffy World Tour.
I like doing the voices in places where people can't see me, like drive-thrus. Oh, I'm evil at a drive-thru, man, except the one by my house because they know me.
How can I help you?
Yeah, let me have...
Pull up.
I did an order.
Gabriel, pull up.
Friday, April 19th, Honda Center. Get your tickets now at FluffyGuy.com. Don't miss a Anaheim. Kimberly Glacius. Don't Worry, Be Fluffy World Tour.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
The NHL's premier esports event is back with the EA Sports NHL 24 World Championship. It's a whole new season of tournaments, events, and prizes. Rep your favorite club and play EA Sports NHL 24 for a chance to compete at NHL events and compete for a share of $150,000 against the best gamers in the world. Register now at NHL.com/NHL24.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the Anaheim Ducks postgame show here on DuckStream. Emerson Needham and Alexis Downey with you to break down this 7-2 loss to the Edmonton Oilers tonight. For the Ducks, it's New Year's Eve, Emerson, and not really the way that the Ducks want to end 2023, huh?
No, not, of course. I mean, 7-2, look, it's to ring in the new year when it comes to just overall loss. I mean, I just five-goal differential there, that's never easy. It's not a tough it's not an easy pill to swallow there, and it's just something that they're going to have to turn the page. I mean, just like anything, any game, they're going to have to learn from it and make sure that they're just better next game.
Something about this Edmonton team, I mean, the first time the two teams met back on November 26th, the Ducks falling in that one 8-2. Tonight, not quite as many goals, 7-2, but still a lot of goals from Edmonton. So let's get into all the highlights from this one, starting in that first period. It was the Oilers that got on the board first, and it was Ryan McLeod who had the goal just right in front of the net, a nice pass from Warren Fogle, who grabbed it and tossed it to McLeod and put it in 4 minutes and 17 seconds into that first period.
Here comes Edmonton flying through center, Draisaitl. Fogle to Draisaitl, blasted one off the pad of Gibson. Now in front, they score, and that's the guy who's been playing extremely well of late, McLeod. And they didn't just let it go away after the first save was made. They kept their net front presence, play behind the net. McLeod stuffed it in.
McLeod would go on to have a two-point game, but I mean, just in getting that first goal for Edmonton, how much did that set the tone in this one?
Yeah, not only for Warren Fogle. I mean, Warren Fogle had a huge game, and mm-hmm. so did Ryan McLeod. I mean, between those two, they were the difference makers. And there are so many pieces. I mean, Evander Kane being a game-time decision, him hopping in the lineup and playing in the manner in which he did. I just thought, you know, from Darnell Nurse, two assists from him, the goaltending performance from Pickard. I mean, there's a lot of pieces to this Edmonton Oilers win. And like you mentioned, I mean, just a just overall great play, just moving his feet well. I mean, Ryan McLeod, he was all over the ice here tonight, including on that one.
Max Jones would be the one to put in the net, put the puck in the net in the first period for the Anaheim Ducks, just like he did in the first meeting with Edmonton back in November. And that one came 9 minutes and 10 seconds into that period.
There's another one. He must have three or four. I'd like to see the numbers coming into the... Oh, what a chance for Strome.
Yeah! And Max Jones there to stuff it in. And the Ducks did get what we suggested. It's a 1-1 hockey game as Max Jones gets into the scoring column with goal number four.
Okay, Emerson, I loved Steve's goal there. Yeah. Just
When I go long in some of my reads and just maybe veer into where an area where Steve typically is, I mean, he is just so calm, cool, and collective, recovering for me and finishing that one off. I tend to just, love the game as a whole, but obviously really try to in-depth dissect some of these plays. And so I tend to sometimes go a little long, but count on Steve to just, you know, call that goal out in just dramatic and wonderful fashions. But what a goal from Jones. I think that just highlighted a very solid early-on effort from those three, Ryan Strome, Jones, and Trevor Zegras. I thought they played lights out right out of the gate, played very solid, and just capped up by that great goal from Max Jones.
Yeah, one thing to note about this game was that the Ducks did have a good first period. I mean, they were in it in that. They outshot the Oilers in that too, 14 shots to 10 shots, but they were down a goal. It would go on that Evander Kane would have an unassisted goal, 17-22 into that first period, and that would lead us into the second.
Here comes McDavid. The Ducks fall on top of him, rough him up a little bit. That's Gudas. Who else? Puck behind the net, and then it's put in. Oilers score a goal with 2:38 to play. And that was a lot of heavy traffic in front of John Gibson. And evidently there will be nothing else. He'll make it a 2-1 lead for the Oilers.
Emerson, did you think that maybe what was happening in the corner with Gudas and McDavid there was a little bit of a distraction and Evander Kane just kind of found his way to the net in that sense?
Yeah, I think you're right. And it's kind of like playing till that very, you know, whistle or the buzzer. And we've seen that, you know, kind of go against this Ducks team, you know, over several times this season. So they just got to stick with it. I mentioned it in one of my Honda Keys of the game, a little bit of puck watching there. Or they at least can't, or they need to really subside the puck watching. I mean, Edmonton's just a team where they can control the play. They like the puck on their stick. And as we saw, you don't put up seven goals if it's not for just all out wanting to take over and dominate. So it's certainly just tough there, and yeah, it just shows that once again, maybe some very young roster, this Ducks team, getting a little puck focus, just a little too much puck watching in that particular instance, and it just, you know, works against them.
Now, despite that spirited first period, as Steve Carroll called it on the broadcast, the Ducks coming out in that second period, and it was a pretty quick goal by Leon Draisaitl in the corner. I mean, the way he was able to put this puck in the net was something special. So that gave the Oilers a quick continued lead by two goals in the second period.
2-1 Edmonton, almost 2 minutes into period two. Pressure from Nurse. One-time shot, they score. And I have to tell you, there's not too many that could put the puck in from that angle off to the left of Gibson, near the goal line, near the boards, and they found a hole somehow that beat John up high, and the Oilers increase their lead here in period two to 3-1.
Emerson, how much do you think that goal then also kind of deflated the Ducks in the period? Because, you know, Edmonton would go on to have a couple more.
Yeah, it just, look, it was, and I mentioned a couple times over the broadcast, it's a team that if they create that separation and scoring early on, you just know it's going to keep coming. It doesn't subside. They're just a team that makes plays play in and play out. Once again, they want the puck on their stick, and they can make some magnificent passing. We saw Darnell Nurse to that near side and very low. I mean, what an angle was that finish by Draisaitl. And I mean, they continue to get it done in all areas.
And you talked about Warren Fogle. Well, he would have two goals in this second period. The first 4 minutes and 16 seconds into that second period. The next one, 11:43, just in front of the net, similar to the McLeod goal. They just switch places in this case.
We'll have to look at that replay. Here comes a shot, and that's an arm save by Gibson, who's seen a lot of shots already in this game. And then the Oilers put the puck in after shots in front of the net. This one originates behind the goal. And the Edmonton Oilers get a tally from Fogle and increase their lead to 5-1 now.
So it was 5-1 after two periods of play and an early start in this third period. It was Ryan Strome and Matthias Ekholm who dropped the gloves, each getting 5 minutes for fighting, but seeming to light a little bit of a spark at that point in the game.
Yeah, no, I think that fight, once again, Ryan Strome, he's 2-0 in my book as far as his fighting just ability and how he's fared in those two tilts he's had, one against Winnipeg not too long ago and of course here. And it just, once again, we talk about when that happens. I think both teams were getting under each other's skin at moments in the game, and it was just a back-and-forth tilt. I mean, I know the score was what it was, but Anaheim certainly had their moments of high-quality opportunities. Just Edmonton had more of them, and Fogle had big performance. And look, they had a lot of solid pieces that did not make it easy tonight for the Anaheim Ducks.
And Strome taking on Ekholm in that. Ekholm is 6'5", a big, big defenseman. So wasn't an easy fight. Let's take a listen to Steve's call of it.
Flip pass there from Adam Henrique right on the tape to a far side Trevor Zegras. And look at this.
Ryan Strome in a fight with Ekholm. Going at it, Ryan Strome, a right, another right, another right, an uppercut, a right. Now Ekholm fights back, a roundhouse left, falls on top of Strome, and we're watching the play up the ice, so I didn't see how that one started, but I'll tell you something. Ryan Strome is incensed down at the bottom of the pile, separated by the two linesmen, and looks like, unless I'm wrong, there might be a little cut on the forehead of Ekholm. They're separated, and both will be serving some major penalties here for fighting.
Frank Vetrano, who got the Ducks on the board once again in the third period. He got a shot off early on his entry, just stuck with it, skated around, and came back down the middle and was able to put the puck in the net.
Vetrano on the other side, flips it out high. Vaakanainen rifles it in. The partner, Gudas, on a pinch, held it in. A shot, score! In front of the net, Frank Vetrano cuts into the Edmonton lead early in the third. It's now 5-2 Oilers.
Emerson, I really liked Vetrano on that play, just sticking with it, trying to get the puck to the net, and it ended up working in his favor.
Yeah, and just a lot like Drysdale on his goal, just finding that open area to get to in order for his finish. You could view several goals from Edmonton in that similar fashion of just getting to that right area and putting it home. Look, Frank Vetrano, he continues, whether it's on the rush like that one on that ozone entry, just finding that open ice there, getting to that spot, and what a finish. I mean, it just on and off his stick in a hurry, and it's just fun to watch. Of course, you know, this is not the outcome that you want, but it's good to see Frank Vetrano get rewarded for his hard work.
Now the Edmonton Oilers would go on to score two more in the third period, a goal from Zach Hyman and then a goal from Brett Kulak, who would end the game 7-2 in favor of Edmonton. We'll talk more about it on the other side of the break, as there's quite a bit to break down from this one. We'll see you soon.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a reliable award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go out of business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% Mountain Spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring water. Nothing else.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 exciting promotional nights. Arrive early at select games to snag special limited edition giveaway items. You won't want to miss out on special legacy nights, each with its own bobblehead giveaway for the first 10,000 fans. Fan favorite theme nights like Lunar New Year and Chalk Day are back, and so are Women in Sports Night, Angels Night, and more. See all dates and giveaways at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
We'll be right back.
Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey, so make it count. We are back here with the postgame show on Duckstream. Emerson Needham and Alexis Downey with you to talk about this Anaheim Ducks loss to the Edmonton Oilers tonight. The second of four meetings between the two teams this season. Edmonton getting the best of the Ducks in both of them so far. And as we just said in the last segment, a lot of goals were scored by the Oilers tonight and in the last game. I mean, at this point, 15 goals between the two games by the Oilers. We know how strong their offense is, and just it was on display tonight. And, you know, the interesting part of that, too, though, is that it wasn't necessarily maybe the players that you would expect coming into this game.
Yeah, and, I mean, like you mentioned, look at just Connor McDavid. Now, he didn't get a point till late there. And, I mean, the way he was commanding the game and just dictating each play, he was just a juggernaut out there tonight. And for him to only, from a 7-2 win, come out with one assist, it just didn't speak to his overall impact. I mean, hey, look, an assist is a point. Mm-hmm. National Hockey League, I get it. But it seemed like he was playing as if he was a part of five of these seven Edmonton goals. But, like I said, Darnell Nurse chipping in on the offensive action. We mentioned it time and time again. Ryan McLeod and Warren Fogel just bringing so much to this Edmonton team here tonight.
Yeah, Warren Fogel getting his very first four-point night in a game for him. So exciting stuff for him to end 2023, I'm sure, but not good for the Ducks on the other hand. So now let's get into some of your text messages. As always, thank you for sending us messages and sharing your thoughts with us, because we love to hear from you on Duckstream. So the first one, Red from Buena Park. He said, hi, Alexis and Emerson. I thought the Ducks played a good first period with crisp passing and quick pucks to the net. However, they allowed the Oilers too much open ice to make plays early in the second, getting 11 shots in less than 5 minutes, and a really rough game for Mason McTavish line and the Fowler-Drysdale D pairing. The Ducks play beneath their goal line has to improve and was really poor against Drysdale's line. Would love to see more consistency in their play from period to period. Consistency, consistent, that's the word that we've been using all season long, something that the Ducks seem to continuously be looking for. And we have seen it in some games. They've had that consistent 60-minute play or just consistent in certain areas of the game. But tonight, it was tough to see because, I mean, we heard from Urho Vaakanainen after that first period, really positive, liked the way the guys were playing on the ice, liked the lines. And then things just started to shift in favor of Edmonton, Emerson.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of Drysdale and trying to match up against him, I mean, it's one of those things where you just have to play with the puck when you're against Drysdale or McDavid. I mean, if you don't have the puck on your stick and in their D zone and it's flip-flopped and they're working it, making plays, and their high-end skill letting that take over, I mean, you're in some trouble there. And I think that's just what happened a lot of this game. So it's tough. That's it in a nutshell. You need to outskill even just the game's brightest stars, and Drysdale was something else here tonight, just making so much happen. And it's just, it's tough to contain, but bottom line, mm-hmm, comes down to playing with the puck when those guys are on the ice. So they don't have it, and they can't do any damage.
Another text that we received here, this one from Marty. He said, one night they're ducking up the defending champs. That's a good one. The next two nights they're losing in blowout fashion. I'm not mad. The rebuild process takes time. Hoping for a great Ducks 2024. Be well, my friends, AD and Emerson. You know, I think the new year will be... Emerson, you and I have talked about this. Just what are the Ducks going to look like in the new year? What's January? What's, you know, a little bit of February? What's this team going to look like? What's going to be their identity? Because there has been good, and then there's games like this and like the game against Arizona on Friday. It's tough to watch, honestly, and I know fans, it's frustrating to see on the ice too, but when is it going to even out, you know?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a tough question in, mm-hmm, a sense. Look, I think this Anaheim Ducks team has a lot going for them. I and when I say that, maybe when you don't look at the wins-loss, mm-hmm, record, But I just look, it's a better overall performances game in and game out as opposed to the last couple seasons. And I just think that this team has got to find an identity. I think the defensive game, I mean, the goals against average each game, look, they're putting themselves in a position to come out with the wins. They just need to score more. And I think as much as we want to look at defense or anything like that, if you don't play with the puck as much as a high-caliber team like the Edmonton Oilers does, you're going to have a tough time. And tonight was a tough time because they just managed the puck well. They're making plays, shift in and shift out, and they're finishing on their chances. And that's exactly what the Ducks need to do if they want to come out with wins down the stretch.
You talk about scoring more, and I mean, the Ducks put up 30 shots on goal in this game tonight, but there was a lot of chances too that they were close. They were just couldn't finish, and that's just something that we have seen a bit of. But it's almost, do you think it comes from maybe, in a sense, younger inexperience, that they're just looking to, you know, gain that?
Well, I think, you know, guys like Killorn are coming from, you know, just two Stanley Cups with the Tampa Bay Lightning there. Radko Gudas is, you know, had some serious success just where he's been throughout his career. And I think it's just an interesting mix of guys who have had success that are trying to lead the way. I think that there's guys on this Ducks team that are certainly ready, and this is their year to break out, and maybe they're falling a tad short. And I just think maybe it's on that the last point of all this, the young Ducks players are just, this is one year away from them really dominating, and and maybe it all coming together in this late stretch into next year as these players continue to get more confidence, more experience at this fast-paced level here. It's going to be fun to see the growth, but it's certainly going to come with its pains as we saw tonight.
Another part of this game tonight, Troy Terry not in the lineup as he was out for this one, but Radko Gudas back in the lineup, and his presence was certainly felt having him back on the blue line. So we will be back on the other side with more of the post-game show to talk more about this game, Ducks and Oilers. We'll be right back.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. This guitar about as hard as a pain. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. Thank God I get to TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes. Can you keep a saying?
Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Atmosphere by Fisher Akita Alexander. Now playing on Poolside.
TuneIn. Discover your new favorite sound today.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks here reminding you to catch the Garth Channel, where you'll hear the greatest stories, the greatest songs, and the greatest artists. Broadcasting live from the Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk in Nashville, Tennessee. Tell your friends to search the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone.
News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Gardner strikes quickly. The magic continues for
music.
Casey.
I can buy myself flowers. Calm down. And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Welcome back to the postgame show on DuckStream. Alexis and Emerson with you to talk about this Anaheim Ducks 7-2 loss to the Edmonton Oilers tonight. We've talked through a lot of the things in this game, Emerson, so far. And I think one of the things that I wanted to ask you, though, is we're at the end of 2023, and the Ducks are now 5 home games down as a part of this homestand. I asked you, I know, in the pregame last game, just what your thoughts were through the homestand so far. But after watching the team tonight and just kind of where they're at, what have you thought about how it's been?
Yeah, I just, look, you need obviously more from more guys. I think if you look at the top six, the Zegras line was buzzing early on. I think they played with maybe a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. It was an opportunity for some of them. But Zegras was playing that first line center role. He gets bumped back to that second line. And I thought that was a prove it line. I thought Ryan Strome has kind of known that he's got a little bit more in the tank. And I thought he was certainly bringing it even before his fight here tonight. And Jones has been a guy who has certainly, look, he's earned that second line role for a reason. And so I think his game has been steadily increasing and going in the right direction. And so I just thought it was 3 hungry players that really had a great game. But by and large part, you just need guys who are just getting it done flat out when there's, you know, Mentikov has been getting it done and looked so sharp in so many different areas. He had a grade A scoring chance here on the near side that just missed, and there was another doorstep attempt that it's like guys are it's there, right? It's not like they're not capable of putting some of these ones home, and they just gotta somehow find a way to do it.
One thing I just noticed too with the power play, the Ducks have not been able to score a power play goal since the game against Seattle right before Christmas. Do you think that's an area that maybe they'll look a little bit more at in practice continuously?
Yeah, no, I just think they got to focus on the offense. They got to focus on the offensive zone starting from faceoff, starting from entries. I just feel like a lot of these teams are sending a middle driver, really pushing our D back and making it tough in those situations. I think a lot of these teams are looking really good on the 2-on-1. So the overall transition game they need to work on ozone entry and then sustained pressure, whether it's from a faceoff dot or not. They just need a little bit better puck movement, gaining that grade A scoring chance is a little bit more, and just all out finishing.
Well, now let's head down to the locker room to hear what Radko Gudas had to say in his first game back after missing the last 3.
I want to ask about the Kane goal. You make the hit on McDavid, obviously kind of an emotional moment, and then there's a lot of things go wrong from there. Isn't that kind of emblematic of some of the inexplicable bounces you guys have been getting this season?
Yeah, 100%. Very unfortunate. I thought we were playing a pretty good game, at the start. Fortunately, a couple of bounces didn't go our way, but that should not be an excuse for us to play like that at the reminder of the game. So, Gibby's playing great, and both our goalies, when they come in, they are giving us chances. Just we find a way to lose those games.
To really lopsided games against Edmonton. How much of this do you think is correctable, and how much of it is just two teams that are kind of at different points in their build, I guess?
Yeah, 100%. They're at a different point of rebuild, but also I think we have a pretty good group enough to be able to play with them throughout the full 60. It doesn't have to be 6-2 or 7-2 like it was, so I don't think the score really showed up with the chances, but ultimately we gotta find a way to keep the puck out of our net. We gave them a couple backdoor empty net passes that are absolutely unacceptable from our end, and especially with Gibby's battling his back off back there, and we're just continuous sabotage his well playing. So it's just frustrating right now, but I think a lot of those things are very correctable, and we just gotta put 2 and 2 together.
It felt like you guys had an okay start to the first, and then the second is kind of where they bogged you guys down a little bit.
Yeah, 100%. Like I said, I really like the way we started. I really like the way we played. We played physical. I thought even in the second we played physical, we just a couple human errors that cost us, and they ended up in back of our net, which is always a momentum killer. So, I didn't like the second half of our game, but I think a lot of those things are correctable and they're being addressed, and we're working on those things. We're still a young team, and unfortunately, those things are keep happening, but we're working on them.
That was Radko Gudas speaking with the media down in the locker room after this game against the Edmonton Oilers. And I like that he noted that, you know, there were mistakes, but they are fixable. Those backdoor open net passes that were unacceptable in this game. Just some things that he specifically noted, just saying that the team can improve those parts of the game and just work on those little details.
And everything he said in that interview was valid, and no surprise, he was just sharp in that interview answering those questions with just the maturity and as we all know Radko Gudas to be. But just for his overall play, I just thought he was, you know, hungrier than ever. I mean, for him to just hop in and have that impact for missing quite the stretch, mm-hmm. I thought it was impressive. And look, I just think no matter what, if every Duck player has that urgency, the hunger, the intensity, I think that's the word probably I'll stick with, is just that intensity that Radko Gudas brings with everything, with the finishing ability and tight intensity on the back check in the corners. One of the texts we got, you know, it's a little bit tough tonight below our goal line, but if I think every player on this Ducks roster has that intensity that's shown night in, night out by Radko Gudas, I think we're give ourselves a better shot to win.
Radko Gudas having a point in this game. He had two shots on goal and five hits. So he's thrown his body around, not afraid to do so, even after being out with that lower body injury. So he's fearless. That's, I feel like, the word that I would think of when I think of Radko Gudas.
No, 100%. And I know, you know, guys look up to him, you know, whether it's the Leo Carlsons, the Mintikoffs of the world, young, bright future stars here. Look up to a guy like that who's had success everywhere he's been. And he wears that on his sleeve there. Just the emotion, the overall sacrifice, some of the plays he makes getting in the shooting lanes. And, he was getting up in the action. There was that near side shot on the entry that he had. It went chest on that one, but it was a hard shot from deep, and he was just all out trying to create.
A lot of penalty minutes as a part of this game, too. A combined 72 penalty minutes between the two teams tonight. We saw some chances for the Ducks on the power play, as we just talked about a little bit. The Ducks not being able to capitalize there, but going 4-for-4 on the penalty kill on that end. So certainly a positive to see from that. But it's, as you and Steve were saying, it's not going to get any easier. The Ducks are taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs in their next outing, that being on Wednesday. A 6 o'clock game, kind of a different time, but I mean, we're going to continue to see some of the NHL's biggest stars in that game too. So certainly going to be an important one for the Ducks to be ready for.
Yeah, no, I'm certainly looking forward to it. So many big names, and look, it's a Duck team that you can't wait 5, 10, 20 games from now, right? Mm-hmm. You got to start next game. And so there's, once again, just like tonight, going to be a ton of talent out there on that ice. So I'm certainly looking forward to it.
Well, it's New Year's Eve, Emerson. So your final quack before we get out of here and get ready for the evening, or whatever you're doing the rest of the evening.
Yeah, once again, I said it a few nights ago, just pour myself a glass of Tanqueray Sevilla right on the rocks there, and just try to wash this one down.
Yeah. I like it. And one thing to look forward to tomorrow, the Winter Classic. I love the Winter Classic. One of my favorite events that the NHL puts on. That's tomorrow at noon our time, and it's in Seattle. Seattle Kraken taking on the Vegas Golden Knights. So I will be watching that. Will you?
That's a nice facility. Of course I will be. That is just to kind of have that indoor-outdoor type of feel in Seattle there. That's going to be something, and I will certainly be tuning into that one.
Well, thank you all for tuning in for the post-game show. For Emerson Needham, I am Alexis Downey. We hope you have a safe and a very happy new year. We hope your 2023 ended on a good note besides this Anaheim Ducks game, and 2024 is going to be even better. And make sure to come back after the break, as we will have your Ducks and Oilers replay just coming up. Once again, you are listening to Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks, making sure you don't miss out on the return of the Garth Channel. We'll be playing all of the Garth music, plus music from all of my favorite artists. There's truly no fences here on the Garth Channel, just great music. Also back is Geology, all the crazy stories, and a brand new feature called Tea Time with the one and only Trisha Yearwood. And remember, it's the Garth Channel, and it's all about people loving people. Search for the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Cold Beer and Country Music by Zach Top. Now playing on the Big 615, powered by Tractor Supply.
All I need to keep me from losing it is good cold beer and country music.
Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
Didn't come off too much like a...
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at Easton Law Firm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League.
and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear. With unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Avoid the penalty box. Parking at Honda Center will look a little different this season. So know before you go. Be sure to review all updates, maps, and more at HondaCenter.com/parking to reserve your spot today.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.